Hello, this is Roger Schaus, and this is Jumpstart Rewind. This is part of our Heaven Bound podcast family. Jumpstart number 2411, first written August 14th, 2019. Genesis 4, verse 6. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen?" Our verse today surrounds the story of Cain and Abel. This one segment of time will define them both. Cain's name always appears in the list of the Bible bad boys. His name is found three times in the New Testament, and they're not in favorable manners. Our verse sounds very familiar to what God would say to Jonah hundreds of years later. Why are you angry? Cain made three mistakes. Each of these mistakes were connected to each other. As is so often the case, when a person has done wrong, they continue to add to their sins by doing more wrong. Consider Cain's three mistakes. First, he offered the wrong gift. He was a farmer, and he offered produce to God. That seems logical to us. We would think you offer what you have. He had a farm produce, and that's what he offered. That was not accepted by God. Hebrews 11 tells us that by faith, Abel offered to God a better sacrifice. The by faith part is important. That's not attitude, that's obedience. How did Abel know what to offer to God? How did he know to offer a lamb to God? A lucky guess? Intuition? How does faith begin? Faith is based upon what God tells us. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing God's word. God must have told the boys what to do. Abel's offering was a sacrifice. A lamb was killed. There's no using that lamb after that. It was dead. For Cain, he could have offered God a few grapes, some tomatoes, a watermelon. However, once he picked those plants, they would continue to produce more and more fruit. No one gardens a tomato plant with the hopes of getting just one tomato. You want several. Abel made a sacrifice. Cain made a gift. This also tells us that worship matters to God. Just because it's worship doesn't mean God is pleased with it. Today, folks have the idea, as long as I toss in the name Jesus into the program, we can skateboard, sell popcorn, have a high wire act, have a concert, sell tickets, put on a play, have a comedy skit, and it's all called worship. It makes us laugh and cry and have a great time. But does that what the Lord accepts? Is that by faith? Remember, faith is obedience to God's word. To have those things, one must find them in the Bible. Second mistake Cain made was the wrong attitude. This is where our verse is found today. He left worship not uplifted, encouraged, and stronger. No, he left worship angry. He was angry because God did not accept his garden produce. I've seen folks leaving worship angry. Sometimes it's for selfish reason. The worship went a bit longer than normal and they were ready to pitch a fit. Other times they've left mad because a sermon got a little too close to them. Sermons are supposed to do that. If they don't land on your front porch, there's not a chance it's going to do much good for you. Sermons are made to make us think. They may tan our hides and step on our toes. Rather than leaving mad, we ought to thank the preacher for being so honest and bold and helpful. He's willing to help us please the Lord, and sometimes we need a good old-fashioned rebuke. I sometimes call it a kick in the pants. The others are mad because they didn't get to serve publicly. They view worship as a show, and they want to be in the spotlight. It's a good thing that there weren't many attitudes that were right. Worship is always about God. It's about magnifying God, as the psalmist tells us. The third mistake Cain made was his reaction. Why was he mad at Abel? Abel didn't do anything wrong. So often when one is guilty, they will lash out at the innocent or the guy who's doing the things that are right. Abel had nothing to do to apologize about. He did what God said. Had Cain done the same thing, there wouldn't have been a problem. So he's mad. He's probably mad at God. He's mad at his brother. He missed the one who he ought to have been mad at, and that was himself. He was the one who chose to offer vegetables. He was the one who didn't listen to God. He was the one who tried to do something simple and convenient. He should have kicked the dirt and listened to God. He was the one who wasn't doing as he should have been. He should have brought a lamb off his brother, but he didn't. He was angry. The anger invited Satan into his heart. The anger made him lose sense of what was right and wrong. The anger led him to killing his brother. Did that change his sacrifice? Did that make things right with God? No. Did that make him feel better? No. What in the world did he tell Adam and Eve? He had done the wrong thing. And in this spirit, Cain is alive and well today. The preacher steps on our toes and we get mad. We threaten to leave or fire the preacher. He didn't do anything wrong. We did. Someone in the family gets on us because we are not doing as we should. Angry, we lash out the family member. We bring up a bunch of stuff from the past that has nothing to do with the current situation. Angry because we do not get our way. Angry because we got caught doing the wrong thing. Angry because the Bible won't allow us to do what we want to do. So often, many go looking to find a more progressive church. They will allow me to do what I want, they say. They don't judge me, is what they say. I can marry whoever I want. I can change my gender. I can drink myself drunk. I can never show up at worship. I can live worldly. Oh, I still love Jesus, and they will never tell me I'm wrong. Really? Does the church make you right? Does finding a fat doctor who smokes make you being overweight and smoking medically right? You'll find churches that worship the moon. You'll find churches that stand for nothing and fall for everything. It's like the old Burger King commercial, have it your way, and people love that. The wrong gift, the wrong attitude, and the wrong reaction. I wonder if we'll ever learn. Thank you for listening.